Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, mm-hmm. you know that I'm yep. working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. Mm-hmm. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep. And I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. Mm. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses.
This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. Fresh off the Poop Baby Part 1 of Bachelor in Paradise Season 9. Fresh off the third episode of Gary Turner's Golden Bachelor, and fresh off episode 10 of Love is Blind season 5, which was a doozy. And by the time this airs, fresh off the Love is Blind season 5 reunion from Sunday, which we're recording this.
You're always fresh clues.
Kind of. I'm like trying to keep the math straight in my head of when is it right now versus when are these other shows going to come out? But we're recording this on a Friday. It will be out Monday. This is, of course, Digging Deeper, where we go through all of the finest clips that Dark Seeker has curated for us from around the podcasts of the nation. And we have some doozies for you on this day. Of course, we have those Vial files. Of course, we have Bachelor Happy Hour. And we also have some very interesting clips from a Bachelor adjacent podcast called Lightweights. This is a podcast hosted by Joe Volpes. His guest on October 2nd was none other than Wells Adams. And there is some real interesting shit in what Wells is talking about. How many years he's been the bartender of paradise, just a straight lie. He's talking about how he will be vindictive and give certain players more alcohol than other ones if they're assholes to him. I mean, he at one point calls himself the host of Bachelor in Paradise. We're going to get to all of it. It's all here. It's all in this Digging Deeper. It's absolutely insane. So we hope that you will stick around with us to the end of this, and let's dig in. Are you ready, Pace Case?
Yes.
This is
Digging Deeper.
All right, we're starting off with a little appetizer from the great one. This is a clip from the Vial Files from October 5th. The guest was Love is Blind Season 5 star player Izzy Zapata. If you've watched the most recent episodes, you know what the outcome was of his relationship. I won't spoil it for Pace Case, but he is, I believe, still the highest Instagram count of any player who came out of this season. Right now, as we record this, let me just take a look for you. Izzy is sitting at 78.3K, has not yet broken 100K.
God, these numbers are so much worse than last season.
It's because these people, no one likes them. They are all it's not even in the editing. Some of it is. For sure, they're presenting them as villains a little bit. Then they're trying to buy them back. Mm-hmm. But everybody on this season has been involved in some scene, at least one or two scenes, if not multiple, that don't paint them in a very good light. So I think it's been hard for people to latch on to this season. But nonetheless, we've got Izzy here talking to Vial. And in this clip, the Great One recruits Izzy to confirm his own stance that everyone on Love is Blind is treated exactly fairly and perfectly, even after the Great One has publicly criticized Nick Thompson and Jeremy Hartwell's claims to the contrary. Here we go.
I want to rewind a little bit to the beginning of the pause, but before, were you well fed and hydrated?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, dude, I ate so much in there. It was great. And you have food all the time. Like, there's food all the time. Okay. So it was good.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But, yeah.
I actually felt like I gained some weight when I was okay. there. Actually,
right. So. Yeah. There we go.
There we go. See?
Oh, that solves
this
it.
This guy said he gained weight. So that means no other player could have had any other kind of treatment.
What Vial is not understanding about this still is the producers can single out a player to specifically torture them or make them feel bad in the hopes that that one player has a meltdown or gets in a fight with somebody or whatever. The fact that you can find some other player who's like, I ate perfectly fine, even gained weight. Great. That was Izzy's experience.
Not just some other player. The person who got the most gains, who had the most favorable edit of anyone.
Arguably the hero of the season. So, of course, they're going to get treated well. I personally believe it's possible for someone like Izzy to go through this experience and be treated perfectly fine. And for other players to go through this experience and be treated differently. I think that's possible.
Bullshit clues. Not possible.
Yeah. It's like, also, you've got another player from this season now suing Kinetic Content for wrongful imprisonment and sexual assault. All
this
stuff.
I didn't get sexually assaulted.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Clearly, people had different experiences. But the Great One seems to try and hang his hat on any kind of claim he can get out of these players that everything's fine. Reality TV doesn't have any problems. The producers are all nice. And if you get a bad edit, that's your own fucking fault. That's kind of what he's trying to prop up here, it seems like.
It's interesting to do that across franchises. Because you're like, okay, I understand maybe if you're slinging the sauce, being a company man for like maybe the Bachelor franchise, you're, you know, still hoping for those episodes early, trying to still host Circles of Pain, etc. But with this, it's like you don't even theoretically have any skin in the game.
I mean, I think he's got, in his mind, I think the Great One has skin in every game. I think he thinks he's a skin game master. And if an opportunity were to present itself where he could maybe dip into the Love is Blind pool to host a date, to come in for something, he absolutely would do it. I mean, gotcha. I'm watching him on World's Toughest Warriors. He's doing another reality show. I don't think he's against that. Mm-hmm. At any rate, that was just an appetizer, something to get you in the mood. Now we're going to move on to the first part of our main course, or maybe it's a second appetizer. Bachelor Happy Hour from October 6th in this beautiful clip. Grocery reveals his secret strategy advice for moments like the Circle of Pain bonfire on Bachelor in Paradise that we just saw with the Sand Beast. Let's take a listen.
And then she does, which I love this, and I was jealous of this because this seemed like a fun date to host. She does the bonfire with the burning questions. My biggest note is just like, lie. Like, you guys don't have to answer all these questions.
We just need like a politician to come on this show. Like, yeah. when Hannah Brown asked Kat, like, is there anyone you're, you know, interested in seeing? And she's been making out with Brayden for 2 days straight. You don't have to name two other names, Kat. You can just say, you know what? There was some people I was interested in seeing. I'm really enjoying my time with Brayden right now and excited to see where that goes. But it's still new. And, you know, we're both still open. Done. So we'll see what happens.
Done. Yeah.
Instead, she named two dudes that she wants to meet.
She was freaking when she asked. She's like, I can't believe she asked me this question. I guess I got to answer. And then you see Hannah Brown, who's like, oh my God, they're just going to answer everything I ask him. Okay.
We got to get Grocery to host this bonfire next season.
I know. You just lie. Look, if somebody asks you a question in the show, you lie through your teeth and then you drink some salts.
I mean, he's right. First of all, we said this when we were doing the recap, too, that all these players were like specifically naming the other players they would rather be on dates with than the person they were attached to. And we said these were errors. They are. He's correct here. But it is funny and interesting to hear players who at this point, Grocery and Serena are they're at one of the tops of the mountains. They're probably arguably the most successful Paradise players of all time. I think they've even overtaken Jaden Tanner at this point. And so to hear them say, you can go against the format of the game. You can go against the premise of the whole show, which is to be open and honest with everybody while you're there and just lie. He just blatantly says it. You have to lie in certain situations. Thank you, Grocery, for acknowledging what we already did.
Well, I also love Serena. She has the exact politician's response prepared of what Kat should have said and what she would have said on sand because she's such a professional player.
Yeah, and if you remember back to their time on sand, I mean, Joe was forced to do some stuff, or I mean, Grocery story. He was forced to do some stuff by producers, like firing people off the beach and, you know, being the kind of like leader of the gang.
Talking to Kendall right before the proposal.
Yeah, I actually felt bad for him in that moment. I felt bad for both of them. Neither one of them, I think, per any of their podcast podcast appearances post that event, neither of them knew that that was going to happen. Nonetheless, Grocery and Serena are battle-hardened soldiers of the sand. And so what they're saying here is true. It is coming from experience. And it's just, it's good to hear it. It's good to hear that on an official Bachelor Nation podcast. You've got the hosts of the only official Bachelor Nation podcast that still exists saying, when you're on Paradise, just fucking lie through your teeth. This is the face of the show in the podcast world saying this. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, I love mothers and I love to lie.
Well, he at least knows when he has to lie. All right, let's move on. Our next clip is also from Happy Hour. This is from October 9th. The guest was none other than Hannah Brown. And in this clip, the Sand Beast begins to reveal an inner dark lord emerging. Here we go.
Yeah. What was that feeling like walking down those steps and having them all be like, oh my God, is that Hannah Brown?
Yeah. Is she dating?
Is like, she here for a date? Like, why is she here?
What's so messed up is I loved it. I don't feel like I have much drama in my life now. But somehow, whenever I get back in the Bachelor world, I'm like, I love that feeling of like kind of like fucking with somebody for a second. So like I talk about it in therapy a lot. I'm like, why is drama free so like hard? But when I got back there, I'm like, I'm back, baby. Like, let's like,
yeah, it's like the few places in life you have permission to create drama with like less repercussions than in real life.
Interesting clip. I know. The Beast therapy sessions sound interesting.
Yeah. If you're out there and you're the Beast's therapist and you're listening and you want to come on this show, let us know. But I loved this clip. We recognized it when we were watching the Circle of Pain date that she enjoyed it, that she was having a lot of fun, dark glee dancing in her eyes by the firelight. We all saw it. And here she's now confirmed it. That she likes fucking with people, she says. And she's even laughing as she's doing it. And I got to say, I thought she was very good on that date. I thought she really hosted well.
I thought she was amazing.
Yeah, they should get her back to possibly host something. Paradise, maybe? I don't know. I know DLP shows up for, you know, 10 seconds a day or whatever. But I thought she was really good.
They should have her host, like, Circle of Pain dates, every iteration of Circle of Pain dates afterwards.
I would love it if she was the permanent Circle of Pain host, because then it's like, oh shit, Hannah Brown's coming. And then that, it's like, oh fuck, we know what's coming next. That type of thing is something I think they could integrate more into the show, having ex-players come back for a kind of singular function. If Hannah Brown is there, it is a Circle of Pain date. But they don't do a good job of that. And like, how much would it cost to get Hannah Brown to do that in one episode of Bachelor, one episode of Bachelorette, one episode of Paradise per year? I bet you could get her to do it for $100,000, all three.
Yeah, I think you could get a deal to do a few.
I think so too.
And she loves it, as we can tell from this clip. So she'd come back.
Yeah, maybe she'd do it for free. Yeah. Start the negotiations at zero. See how low you can get her. You might be able to just get her there for a free dinner in a hotel.
Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. Hmm. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies, because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my, which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no rollback waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
But I loved hearing it. As we all are, am fascinated with Hannah Brown, what she's been able to accomplish as a result of coming into this game. She obviously is one of the highest level players we've ever seen, and she's been able to turn that into an Instagram empire that now has its own podcast, and she wrote a book and everything else. She really is one of the players who has taken the opportunity given to her from the franchise and just exploded it into a massive career. So I think any opportunity to gear back in the show is a good idea. But speaking of hosts, let's move on. Now we come to our main course, you see. This is the Lightweights podcast hosted by Joe Volpes. I know nothing about this guy. I tried to Google it a little bit and I found almost nothing. He has this podcast where he has like kind of reality TV celebrities and stuff and various celebrities. I saw one of his most recent episodes was with Will Ferrell's son, because that clip is going viral of Will Ferrell DJing the party at his son's frat house. Is that right?
Yeah.
So he was the most recent guest. But this episode of Lightweights comes to us from October 2nd. The guest is none other than Wells Adams. We have multiple clips from the show, 6 in total. This first one has Wells discussing his timidity in game because he was aware that he could have been edited into being an asshole, which we'll get to, but is kind of contradictory to the idea that you're responsible for what you're saying and an edit can't really change who you are. Those are contradictory ideas. Here he's presenting the first one. You can't be edited into an asshole. Or that he thought that you could be. Sorry. Here we go.
Because you also went from being audio only to now there's a visual that's going to be living on forever to be judged by millions.
Yeah.
Was that playing in your head during all of those tapings?
Yeah, I think so. I was really, really timid with like really saying what I thought in the beginning, just because I knew I didn't want to be like edited in a certain way. And when you first go into reality TV, you know, a lot of the things that people say is watch out, they can make you look however they want to make you look. And I have found over, you know, 9 seasons of doing this, that's not really true. You can't make something out of nothing. And the truth of the matter is that usually people who say they got a bad edit on reality TV just don't really know who they are. They usually are kind of an asshole. They just haven't come to terms with it yet.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Very Vialian of Wells here to essentially say that if you feel like you've gotten a bad edit, you're an asshole and you just don't know it yet.
You just haven't contended with it yet.
Yeah. Like Olivia Caridi.
Wowie.
Olivia Caridi, we speak your name. I don't even know where to begin with this. And the rest of these clips get crazier and crazier as we continue in terms of the claims that Wells is going to be making about his role in Paradise, how involved he is in it. I mean, it just gets more and more ludicrous every time this man opens his mouth. But to hear him say that you don't, that the edit isn't really what makes you an asshole. It's you're an asshole. And then if you feel like you got a bad edit, that's the reason. This is insane.
And then there's prop work with your suitcase to confirm that you're an asshole.
Exactly. Yeah, Sally got a bad edit because she was an asshole. But she wasn't even in the show. And we scripted entire sketches to make her look like an asshole. But that was her fault. And she just didn't know it yet.
Because she was already one. And we were just letting her know that she was one.
But also, like, what he's not talking about here too is like the flip side of that is true. If you are an asshole but they have long-term plans for you, they'll disappear shit for you. They'll give you a better edit if they have a long story for you. Or like Rachel Lindsay, for example, when she was on season 21, it's now well-known information that she and Vanessa Grimaldi got into a huge fight. That's all on camera because Vanessa Grimaldi was going to be the ring winner, and because they knew at that point Rachel Lindsay was going to be the bachelorette. That fight never saw the light of day. The edit can change how the audience perceives you, how the show is presenting you very clearly. And so to make this claim that if you get a bad edit, you're just a fucking piece of shit and it's on you. I mean, it simply is not true, but it gives you insight into the way Wells sees this process. And it is very similar to Vial.
I think you have to. I think you have to in order to like see yourself in a protosorial role in this process. You have to think that like, oh no, we're just like highlighting people's actual traits. We're not like making people look bad who are good people. They're bad people already.
Exactly. The bad people have always been bad people. But okay, now we're just going to get into it. Like, I don't want to jump the gun on some of these clips.
Okay.
But you hear him say this shit, that it's like, if you feel like you got a bad edit, it's your fault. You're an asshole. Now, he's going to, in the rest of these clips, and some of these anyway, talk about literally what he does to players in terms of over-serving them if he feels that he's been slighted in some way. So is he an asshole then? Like, he can't have it both ways. You know what I mean? All right, let's get into this. So the next clip, this clip is where it starts. The snowball begins rolling down the mountain here. In this next clip, Wells claims that he makes all the drinks in Paradise. Then he complains about his working conditions. Then he incorrectly tells us how many seasons he's been doing this. And let me just say, he has elevated the number beyond truth. I won't say it's a lie. I will simply say he has elevated the number beyond truth. Let's take a listen to this clip. Here we go. If you want to hear this clip and all these other clips of Wells on this podcast saying all the stuff that he's about to say, you just go to patreon.com/gameofroses. Join us in the bottom of the pit. You're going to get the rest of this digging deeper, all the digging deepers we've ever done, access to our live show at 4:30 p.m. That's half an hour before.
All our live shows we have ever done.
All of our live shows we've ever done. And we do a new one every week at 4:30 p.m. PST, right before Golden Bachelor airs on Thursdays. You're going to get access to all those ad-free episodes. The Pace Case Palapas, which right now is popping off with Vanderpump Season 1. You got all the Clues Corners, which is popping off with Love is Blind, most recent season. World's Sauciest Warrior. I think I'm going to start doing F-Boy Season 3 with Katie Thurston coming up in there as well. So there's a lot to dig through if you want to get into the pit. And there's more being pumped into it every day. So once again, just go to patreon.com/gameofroses and we'll see you in the bottom of the pit.
It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.